Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi, kashafat duja bi jamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, as usual, today as well, we have a guest with us in studio, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will have a beautiful program. So therefore, we ask you to please stay tuned to Madani Channel and watch this program right from the beginning to the end of the silsila and program, inshallah azza wa jal, and recite abundance of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, let us first see who is with us today in studio, and he is none other than Muballighi Da'wati Islami, Brother Junaid Attari Khushtari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hi Mulana.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. Junaid bhai, how are you doing as well?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Once again, indeed, it is a pleasure having you here in studio, MashaAllah, in this program, The Early Echo. Let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak. Day after, we will listen to a beautiful kalam in Naat, inshallah. And thereafter, we will dive into our topic of discussion today. It is a must for everyone to watch this program, perhaps because you could know someone who has this problem and what the problem is all about, inshallah. That is to be discussed after the kalam, inshallah. But for now, let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood upon the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as it has been mentioned by a great scholar in Islam. He had said that he had seen a person in his dream, and he asked him after his demise, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? Allahu Akbar. This pious personality, this saint of Islam, says he seen his friend in his dream who passed away, and he asked him after his demise and death as to how was he treated. Ma fa'ala Allahu bika. He, meaning the deceased, replied to this great saint that Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven my sins. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal ne mujhe bakhsh diya hai. I then asked, what was the reason for your forgiveness? He had simply mentioned that once I was in the company of a great scholar of hadith, and I requested him to dictate a hadith to me so I could notify or write that hadith down. As he was dictating this hadith to me, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came about, and he recited durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the other participants in that gathering also invoked durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listening to them, I as well recited durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just by reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal had forgiven my sins. Allahu Akbar. He had pardoned my sins, forgiven me, and he has admitted me into Jannah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Subhanallah, these are the immense blessings of reciting durood and sending salutations and salams upon the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A'maal na dekha, ye dekha mahbub ke kuche ka hai gada. A'maal na dekha, ye dekha ki mahbub ke kuche ka hai gada. Mola ne mujhe yu bakhsh diya hai. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me, for I have recited durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, چلیے اب کلام کی جانب جاتے ہیں, and we will listen to a نعت recited by اشفاق مدنی انشاءاللہ, and that کلام is شعلہ عشق نبی سینے سے بھر نکالا. یہ کلام سنیں گے اور فوراً کلام کے بعد ہم دوبارہ حاضر ہوں گے اپنے اس پروگرام کے ساتھ, The Early Echo. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ, روز فزوں کرے خدا, جس کو ہو درد کا مزہ, ناز دوا اٹھائے کیوں. اے عشق تیرے صدقے جلنے سے چھوٹے سستے, جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے. شعلہ عشق نبی سینے سے باہر نکلا, عمر بھر نکلا. سازگار ایسا بھلا کس کم قدر نکلا, دم میرا صاحب لا لاکھ کے در پر نکلا. اب تو ارمان تیرا مستر نکلا, اب تو ارمان تیرا اے دل مستر نکلا. عمر بھر منہ سے میرے باس پیغمبر نکلا, جلوہ اس مہر رسالت کا ہو سیاروں میں, انبیاء ساتھ ہو جبریل جلوداروں میں, جبکہ اس شان سے آئیں گے گرفتاروں میں. حشر کے روز یہ غل ہوگا گناہگاروں میں, وہ شفاعت کے لیے شافیع محشر نکلا, وہ شفاعت کے لیے شافیع محشر نکلا. عمر بھر منہ سے میرے باس پیغمبر نکلا, ہم گئے قبر اویسے قرنی پر کے سنے, عشق میں پھنستی ہے کس دام بلا میں جانے, قبر عاشق سے صدا آئی کہ کیا حال کہے, کبھی زندہ کبھی مردہ ہوئے ہم الفت میں, شوق نظارہ کبھی دل سے نہ باہر نکلا, شوق نظارہ کبھی دل سے نہ باہر نکلا. عمر بھر منہ سے میرے باس پر نکلا تشنا ہوں شربت دیدار پلا دیجے مجھے آئینہ طلعت انور کا بنا دیجے مجھے مردہ ہوں آپ مسیحا ہے جلا دیجے مجھے وہ جمال رخ پر نور دکھا دیجے مجھے دونوں عالم میں نہ جس کا کوئی ہم سر نکلا دونوں عالم میں نہ جس کا کوئی ہم سر نکلا عمر بھر منہ سے میرے واسطے پیغمبر نکلا عمر بھر
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Junaid bhai, our topic of discussion for today is something which is also very, very indeed important and relevant in our society due to many factors. And should I say that this drugs which we are about to speak about, intoxication, drugs, the harmful effects of drugs and intoxication and addiction of these bad stuff have actually ruined our societies, Junaid bhai. And you know, in the recent times, a research was done. مثال کے طور پہ میں صرف ساؤتھ افریقہ کی بات کروں, دنیا بھر کی بات نہ کروں. I'm speaking only about this country. And of course, it's a global issue though. It is a global issue. But for example, 22.6% of youth, this was the latest or recent survey, should I say, was done. That 22.6% of the young age youth, for example, the late teen age from 18 to 20 years, have turned towards the medical drugs. 22.6%, matlab wo dawaiyan lete hain, for example cough mixture and painkillers and all of that to be high. 22.6% of youngsters, matlab jo naujawan hazrat hain, wo ye kaam kar rahe hote hain. And the other hand, if you look at a global a South African survey that was done in Africa, then 15% of the population have turned towards intoxication. Ab chahe wo sharab ho ya digar jo varieties of drugs ho, you know, there are various types of drugs. Koi injection le raha hota, koi dawaiyan le raha hota, koi pee raha hota, whether it is beer, alcohol, or whether it is any other thing that you smoke and you get high. So, but 15% of the population have turned towards this. And there are many reasons why they turn towards that. We'll get there, inshallah, azawajal. So, looking at the effects of drugs, and you know, we know families, Junaid bhai, that have come to us. You know, they come from Madani Qafilas, mashallah. You can give many examples of that. Or aise aise ache khandan se bhi hain, you know, from good family backgrounds as well. But what is in drugs is that the youth just turn towards them. And it's so hard to bring them back. You know, kabhi kabhi, you feel to cry when you see such a situation whereas the mother is a, you know, she's the only breadwinner in the home. She has no husband, she has no support. Ek hi beta hai, wo beta drugs kar raha hota. Allahu Akbar. He's doing drugs, he's indulging drugs. And his condition, you know, you can't even mention that about on Madani channel as to what happens to people who take drugs, how their face turns to be, how their body turns up to be. It is something which is very common and we all know of the harmful effects of intoxication. Lekin via Madani channel, aaj hum ye chahte the ki ek message hum bheje, convey kare, chahe UK ke Islami bhai ho, ke South Africa ke ho, ya dunya bhar ke Islami bhai ho, jahan jahan se dekha ja raha hai is waqt ye program. So via this program, we intend to of course alert our the parents out there, mashallah, and those who are responsible of their family members, that you know what, we need to take charge, we need to take the bull by its horn, and we need to stop this, if not in our society, but in our homes, and go to any extent to stop this, because this has actually ruined not only individuals, but have ruined the societies at large. It has ruined cities at large, Junaid Bhai. I mean, 15% of population is no small number, Junaid Bhai. It is almost like quarter of the population of Africa that's almost there, which has been indulged in this. And then 22.6% of youth indulged in medical drugs. So, yeh bahut sharam ki baat hai. And it is something which is not even good to mention, but it is the fact and reality which is happening currently at the moment. So if I had to ask you, Junaid Bhai, to have a better understanding, ki ye intoxication hai kya? Hota kya intoxication? People are intoxicated all the time. So what is intoxication, Junaid Bhai?
No, Tabriz, actually intoxication is just the basic definition. Intoxication is when a person loses control of his senses, when a person loses control of his mind. He's not thinking normal. He's not thinking straight. He cannot focus. No, it's a special feeling he gets. That person, he or she gets out of the normal senses. No, when you're normal, you're focusing. But when a person gets intoxicated, they go into another state of mind, which they cannot control their normal body. They cannot control their normal senses of hearing, seeing. So the mind, you know, addiction actually affects your thinking power. You cannot establish what is right and wrong. You know, you're in a different, for example, like you're like flying in a cloud now, you know, like your mind is in another place and you actually are not aware of your current surroundings.
Allahu Akbar.
That's the basic meaning of intoxication, when one loses control of their normal senses.
This is the basic understanding of intoxication.
It gets bigger, but just one line. A person loses control of his normal senses. He's not in his normal state of mind.
Okay, so Junaid Bhai, many people who have this drug problem of, I mean, when you take the drugs, then you get intoxicated too. You get intoxicated by those drugs, right? As you said, you feel high. Matlab us maqam tak pahunchne ke liye, to reach that maqam and the stage, you want to feel high all the time. Dunya ghoom rahi hai, banda khud hi ghoom raha hai.
Allah.
And that has a certain happiness in that. But at the same time, of course, there are many health-related issues to that. I mean, firstly, a person's health is affected and his brains is also affected by it. Because jab dimag sahi nahi hoga, tohi wo high feel karega. He will feel high. And that type of intoxication, the body gets used to it. It always wants to feel high most of the time. So basically, there is one aspect, another door that opens is called depression, Junaid Bhai. So basically, depression makes you feel very sad and tired. This is a health-related problem.
Correct. Yeah.
So if a person isn't depressed, for example, he started drugs because of whatever reason, you know, you get friends who say, try it out.
Yes.
Try this out. Try something new. So you tried it. Now, eventually, what will happen, even a happy person will become depressed. It causes depression, Junaid Bhai, right? So furthermore, it has been mentioned anxiety. Anxiety is when a person always feels nervous, worried or afraid. Kisi cheez ka dar hai, kisi cheez ka khauf hai. Wo kya hai, usko khud hi nahi pata. But he's always excited. He's always fidgety. He cannot sit still. He's always shaky. He's always nervous, always worried and concerned about things. And that is perhaps maybe about his drugs. And not for the good, but he's always in the ghabraat feeling, in the ghabraat mode. This is also one of the effects of being intoxicated. But Junaid Bhai, my question to you is that, what are the reasons for a person to join or for the person to get affected by these intoxications? What is the cause of this, Junaid Bhai?
See, there was a survey done in the world, in society, not South Africa now, but in society. The main cause, according to the survey, is bad company. Mm. You know, being in bad company. So,
Buri sohbat.
So, according to statistics, the main cause why people get intoxicated is due to bad company. And if you eliminate this main reason, then automatically we will see a decrease in addiction, drug addiction in society. That is bad company. Now we should keep good company. Good company leads to good, see, good company, good output. Bad company, bad output. So it is very, very sad. But as you mentioned now, you know, it struck me, you're telling me about 22.6% of youth between 18 to 20. Imagine that is, you know, the future of society. Imagine a couple of years ago, 22.6% of youth 18 to 20 are taking medical drugs because it's easy obtainable, because, you know, they can't buy drugs from the, it's hard for them to obtain drugs. And the underage, so they have accessibility to drugs from the parents that buy medication. So painkillers, cough mixes, etc. When you take a normal medication, a certain type of medication in large quantities, it becomes intoxication. Imagine painkillers. Painkillers, you know, certain schedules of painkillers, they don't give you in a pharmacy, like schedule 4, example, you need a script. Now, when you take a lot of one certain type of medication, it affects your state of mind. Affects your state of mind, it causes harm to your body. It causes harm to your liver. It causes harm to your kidneys. So it affects you medically just for that few minutes or moments of feeling high. So, you know, also, for example, bad company, as we said, you know, an innocent person, he attends a function or joins bad company, and at the beginning, that friend of his will give him the drugs or etc., whatever it is, for free. Once the person becomes so hooked to it and intoxicated, then they can't stay without it, then automatically they'll charge him for it.
Allah.
So it's very, I noticed something, this is what my personal experience, you know, when people come in to complain to us in Tawizat, etc. To obtain the item when you are not an addict is easier. The person gives you for free. But once you become, see, intoxication leads to addiction.
Yes.
In the beginning,
so
you get intoxicated.
You're already in another state.
So it's very, very sad. Very, very sad. With the statistics that you said in the beginning, I'm very, very disheartened. But inshallah, we will try to do what we can, you know.
So Junaid bhai, you know, what you have just mentioned right away, and I'm just thinking about it, you know, bad company, Junaid bhai. This bad company, asal mein humne apne bachcho ke dosto ko check hi nahi kiya hai. We haven't checked and assessed the cycle of friends that our children, hamare bachche jin ke saath uthte baithte hain, khate peete hain, sote jaagte hain. You know, this is the truth and this is the fact. That they are able to relate to their friends than to their own parents. And this is the first fault here. Lekin, as parents, I believe very strongly that we should know with whom our children associate with.
Correct.
With whom are they, you know, going out with. Kabhi aisa hota hai ki maa ghar mein baithi hai, bas gaadi aayi, peep peep, hooter, ji, I'm going. Kahan ja rahe ho, kyun ja rahe ho, kab wapas aoge, when are you gonna come back, why are you going, for what you going? Why? Because wo jawab dega, he will fight back, he will retaliate, he will get upset. Main bada ho gaya hu, main 18 saal ka hu, I'm 18 years old, I can go where I want to go, I will do what I want to do. This is the first problem, Junaid bhai, that we have no charge. Aur ye sirf ladkon ke bare mein nahi hai, this is not only for males, this is for females as well. Theek hai, to this is the downfall of our society, I believe, as rulers. Because dekhiye, maa baap jo hote na, the parents, they are actually in charge of this subject. And it's just as a shepherd, he takes care of his flock of sheep, and he needs to make sure everything is in order, everything is fine. Likewise, we shall also be questioned about our family and our environment. And as parents, we feel shy, we feel hard, because why? The tarbiyat and the training from that little age wasn't done in accordance to Islamic teachings, Junaid bhai. Kabhi namaz nahi padhwaya. जिस तरह हम अपने वाइफ और बीबियों के साथ लड़ते झगड़ते हैं, मारते पीटते हैं, गालियां देते हैं, अस्तग़फ़िरुल्लाह, बच्चा उस चीज को देख रहा होता है. He is checking and he is seeing that. And then from that little age, for yourself to be relieved, तो हमें ऑफिस का काम करना है, तो खाना पकाना है जनाब, ये करना है, वो करना है, तो हाँ, मूवी लगा दिया बच्चे के लिए. Put the movie on, put the cartoon on. Horrible stuff is shown on the TV, just so that हमें तसल्ली हो जाए कि बच्चा आवाज बहुत कर रहा है. You know, he's talking too much. He's jumping, he's making noise. So to keep him occupied, we say, right, let's let him watch a three-hour movie. Astaghfirullah. Haram stuff. Let him watch a rude cartoon. What's happening in these cartoons these days is also beyond imagination, Junaid bhai. What they learn from there is what even You won't even teach them in real life because they get the ideas. These ideas derive from those programs. And that is programming the child how to talk, how to speak, how to do a lot of things they learn from there. The ideas come from there. Ab wahi bachcha thoda mazid bada hua, then you say, right, give him the cell phone. Let him enjoy with the cell phone. Yes, son, what you can do with the iPad and the iPhone, I can't even do that, mashallah. He knows how to handle the Google, he knows how to handle the internet, he knows how to search and find things. And then we get fascinated. And you had given him the freedom from the little age. Wo 10 saal ka hai, na hum usko namaz ke liye kehte hain. He doesn't even keep roza, doesn't even practice keeping fast. He doesn't see the homely environment of salah and namaz and good Islamic environment with peace. Nahi. Rather, there's tension on the table, there's fighting, there's slandering, there's backbiting. Front of his eyes, wo yahi dekh ke bada hota hai. He's seeing all this negativity in his very own home. अब इसका मतलब ये हुआ कि उसने सीखा ही नहीं है कि जब मैं कंपनी अपना चूज करूंगा, व्हेन आई चूज माय कंपनी, व्हाट टाइप ऑफ फ्रेंड्स शुड आई चूज, व्हाट टाइप ऑफ एन एनवायरनमेंट शुड आई चूज. सो व्हाट विल हैपन इज दैट ही विल सी दैट, अजय ये तो मेरे दोस्ती का है, मेरी बरादरी का है, दिस ब्रदर हैज द सेम प्रॉब्लम एज आई हैव, माय पेरेंट्स फाइट अ लॉट दिस वे, माय फादर किक्स माय मदर आउट ऑफ द होम फॉर सेवरल डेज, ही बीट्स हर विद अ हैंगर, विद अ स्टिक, विद अ डंडा, एंड ही स्वेयर्स, ही थ्रोज अ फूड ऑन हर फेस. There's a lot of arguments happening in my family. And then he meets the bad people, Junaid bhai. And when he meets the bad people, and then they will say, chalo, tumhare dard ka ek hi dawa hai. There is medicine for your dard and for your pain. And this is the medicine of drugs. Isko kar lo, tumhara tension dur ho jayega. Now when the child or that youngster, the youth, or whatever age he may be, when he tries it, he finds some type of solution and relief in that. Ab wahi baap jisne apne bachche ka khayal nahi rakha, ab wo dar badar bhatak raha hai. He is running from here to there for solutions, being Bamulana Sahib, give me one taweez, my son is doing drugs. Then he's going to the hospital, he's going to the rehabs. He's going here and there, finding solutions to this problem for his son. And then it is too late, Junaid bhai, because then for the rest of his life, that person is in drugs. Unki zindagiyan barbaad ho chuki hain. You know, if you go to the rehab, Junaid bhai, it is a sad situation to see people sitting there with different... अगर ड्रग्स छोड़ भी चुके हैं, इवन इफ दे हैव लेफ्ट द ड्रग्स, इट हैव लेफ्ट द बॉडीज एंड द फिगर्स डिसफिगर्ड, जुनैद भाई.
नो नो, यू नो, टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट, दे एक्चुअली यू नो, ड्रग एडिक्शन इज नॉट ओनली विद द पीपल दैट पूर एंड अनएजुकेटेड. एक्चुअली दे आर मेनी पीपल दैट आर नॉलेजेबल, प्रोफेशनल पीपल, पीपल विद प्रोफेशनल डिग्रीज,
जी,
यू नो, वेल्थी पीपल ऑल्सो आर इन्वॉल्व इन दिस इंटॉक्सिकेशन. So, as you know, what point you brought, you know, it struck me that it starts from the home. Everything starts from the home. You know, the father is in charge of his family. As you said, everyone will be answerable regarding the people under them. So, like that, if the kids see the family people fighting, complaining, taking drugs in front of them, you know, parents are drinking alcohol in front of them, some of them even give their kids to do it because, you know, they want company. You know, when a person becomes intoxicated, he cannot determine between his mother, his wife, his sister, his child. You lose your senses and you commit, you know, such obscene guna that actually not only damages your health, not only damages your wealth, it damages your dunya and your akhirah.
Astaghfirullah.
May Allah help us. It's very, very sad. Very sad. But inshallah, if we, you know, I'm happy, you're talking about cartoons, you know. I'm so happy that Madani Channel has, you know, released. I know they've been working on it, but now, mashallah, there's more cartoons coming out. So, you know, kids are attracted to cartoons. And instead of putting, you know, haram cartoons out there, that will program the mind into bad things. MashaAllah, Madani Channel now, you know, is bringing out cartoons to bring the sunnah of the Holy Prophet system, to bring, you know, the etiquettes of Islamic ways. So I think I have very good hope that inshallah the cartoon department of Madani Channel will grow because it's very, very important in society nowadays. The youth are the future. And if we attract the kids at the early age with cartoons and from there, you know, Madani Channel, cartoon, Madani Channel, the word Madani Channel be in the head, then eventually they'll go to other, you know, other silsilas, and it will, I have hope that inshallah, in future, you know, the work of Madani Channel will really, really help society improve itself.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah, Junaid bhai, for that amazing feedback. In fact, Junaid bhai, you know, everyone's body reacts to drugs differently, Junaid Bhai. You know, some may feel that it doesn't make them high, they take bigger and, you know, worse stuff. Many of the youth sitting in jail, kai to aise log hai jo kabristan tak pahunch gaye
Allah
because of drugs, huh? And this is the truth. Many of them are, they have endless problem. Ab toba to kar chuke hain when it's too late. Now they have endless problems with their health, with their families. Astaghfirullah. You know, I met a person, Junaid Bhai, recently, who was once upon a time, you know, the apple of the father's eye. And he was the breadwinner in the home. Breadwinner sa matlab yehi ki, you know, taking care of everything. Dheere, 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 drugs ki wajah se usne apna sara ghar bech diya.
Allah.
He sold his entire house. Apne maa se chori kar kar ke saare zivraat tak bhej diya. He sold all the jewels, the family things in the home. Yahan tak ki wo sab sadak pe aa chuke hain. He sold his father's business, Junaid Bhai.
Allah.
He used to steal from the business. Actually, he put the business to the streets as well. Baap ro raha hai ki mehnat karke ek business khada kiya, you know. And the outcome of those drugs is this, not ek family ke saath. There are several families who have this complaint and problem ki choriyan karte. Look at the different doors of gunas are open because of drugs. You told us now, you know, obscene things occurs because of drugs. On the other hand, it makes a person a rogue and thief. You go to the robots here in South Africa, they come begging to you, please give me 5 rand, I want to buy bread, for example. We're not judging that he's not going to buy bread. But aksar ye bhi dekha gaya hai ki wo us paiso se phir jaake drugs lete hain, band hi nahi kar sakte hain, bheek tak maang rahe hote hain sadak pe. Allahu Akbar. To this extent that once a brother related to me that he saw a beggar digging in the bin. And jo usko bin mein, kachre ke dher mein mil raha tha, to usko chaat raha tha. Meaning he was hungry. So usko laga ki bhai ye bichara bahut bhooka pyaasa hai. You know, he's a person who's very hungry ki wo kachre ke dher mein khane ke liye kuch dhoond raha hai. So this person went and bought him a meal. Misal ke taur pe 100 rand ka meal khareeda uske liye, misal ke taur pe, to make you understand, right? So this person says, well, I bought him out of goodness ki Allah ki riza ke liye ki ye ghareeb banda hai, khana nahi hai khane ke liye, you know, he got nothing to eat, he's looking in the bin for food. वहां से चाट रहा है, एक एक दाना ढूंढ रहा है. सो दिस पर्सन वेन एंड बॉट हिम ए मील. कुछ देर के बाद, आफ्टर फ्यू मिनट्स एक्चुअली, आफ्टर ही बॉट हिम एंड गिव हिम द मील, सो अनदर पर्सन सेड, भाई व्हाई यू बॉट हिम मील? सेड, भाई बेचारा भूखा प्यासा है, इतने दिनों से खाना नहीं खाया होगा, ही इज लुकिंग फॉर फूड इन द बिन, इस वजह से मैंने खाना खरीद के दिया उसे. सो अच्छा, लेकिन वी आर यूज्ड टू दिस पीपल, ये ड्रग्स पे हैं, बिकॉज ऑफ ड्रग्स एंड इंटॉक्सिकेशन ही इज नॉट गोना ईट दैट फूड. So this person said, no, khan bhi, khana jab kharida hai uske liye, khana jab diya hai to kharega, to kya karega khane ke saath? Said, no, go and follow him and see what he will do. And this person who bought the food for that gharib person, he followed him to see what he's going to do with that food. Ki ek jagah pe ja ke khana khayega, baithega, ho sakta. So when he followed that beggar, that poor person, this person who bought him the food seen that he went to the area where you park the cars. And there was a car guard, you know, jo gaariyon ko samalta hai, he takes care of the cars. He went and sold him that food for half the price.
Allah.
Meaning quarter the price. Agar wo 100 rand mein khareeda tha to usne 20 rand mein, for 20 rands he sold it. And us paiso se jaake phir drugs liya high rehne ke liye. Just to be high, he went and bought drugs, Junaid Bhai. You know, this really kept me thinking, Junaid Bhai, as to how would people not even feel hungry. I mean, they will sacrifice their food. मतलब भूखे मरे कोई मसला नहीं, लेकिन उस वो चीज का मिलना जरूरी है. Your life becomes like that. और जो लोग सही हैं, मतलब जिनको control है, those people who have control, even वो भी गलत है, because according to Islam, this thing is totally haram. Whether you take it within your control or out of your control, at the end of the day, sharab is haram. Whether you take sharab, you take alcohol, whether you're taking those drugs or other types of drugs. I don't want to use names, you know, Junaid Bhai, there is a very large and vast variety of different types of drugs. As I given an ishara, an indication that people take it in their streams, in their blood streams by injecting themselves. People take it by a sniffing, people take it behind their lip. Agar paan gutke ko bhi dekha jaye to khud ek silsila hai ye. And you know, this is a silsila on its own, those who take paan and drugs, tambaku, is tarah ki cheeze lete hain, muh bigad jata hai. Some one person was brushing his teeth in the morning, the brush came out from the other side of his mouth. कुछ लोग जो गुटखा खाते हैं, ऐसे लोगों को जानते हैं जो अपना मुंह तक नहीं खोल पाते, दे कैन नॉट इवन ओपन देयर माउथ. लुकमा जो खाएंगे ना, तो जिस तरह चुड़िया को दाना देते हैं, आई यू फीड ए बर्ड स्मॉल स्मॉल दानास,
दे कैन,
या दे कैन ओनली ओपन देयर माउथ, दैट मुंह तो नहीं खुलता है. तो हमने अपने आप ही को बिगाड़ा है. यू नो द कुरान सेज वला तुलकू बिअयदीकुम इला तहलुका, and do not ruin your life with your own hands. Quran Sharif mein hai, Quran Pak mein hai, Kalamullah mein hai ki do not ruin yourself by your own hands. To humne apne hi haathon se barbadi liya, apne haathon se humne ye khareeda hai problems ko. And then at the end of the day we look for solutions. Chale hum solutions ki janib ab jaate hain. Ye ek problem hai society ka, and a very vast and a very large problem in our society ki chahe wo, you know, whether he's associated to he's a profession in his own field, whether he's a doctor, engineer, as you mentioned that kabhi kabhi shaitan ke sharar se, because of the whispers of shaitan, even those who are actually huffaz and becoming hafiz of the Holy Quran, they have the knowledge of Islam and Deen, or they have the knowledge of Quran Pak in their hearts, and they turn towards these bad habits, and eventually by those gunas they even forget, or the Holy Quran leaves their heart, should I say.
Correct.
This is a problem in our society. Hum iske solution ki janib ab jayenge inshallah, ab zarur hamare sath rahiyega. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Lekin usse pehle let us turn towards a department of Dawat Islami which has given solutions for many, many departments and for many, many problems. And that department is referred to as Tawizate Attariya Department of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, globally, it has, you know, sorted out many, many problems, alhamdulillah, and given solutions and brought a smile to the faces of many people. Inshallah, we will listen to a documentary of this department, not very long, inshallah. We shall listen and watch this video, and immediately thereafter, we will resume with our program, and thereafter we will give some more solutions. Agar aapke family mein koi banda aisa hai jo drugs kar raha hai, he has turned towards drugs, and for whatever the reason may be, inshallah, we shall give you some solutions as to how you, perhaps as a family member or an outsider, can make a difference to your friend or relative, inshallah. Pehle ek documentary ko sunte hain, uske fauran baad hum dobara apne program ke sath hazir honge, inshallah. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Introduction to Tawizate Attariya. Tawizate Attariya. Till the recording of this introduction, Tawizate Attariya are being delivered free of cost just for earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal at about 850 locations in Pakistan and at more than 280 locations outside Pakistan. The grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also consoled through 12 services, which also include the facility of home delivery available via mobile phones and at the website of Dawat-e-Islami. Spiritual blessings. By the spiritual sight of Sheikh Tariqat, Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the great spiritual and scholarly luminary of the 15th century, approximately 335,000 patients and their representatives are benefited through the delivery of more than 500,000 tawizat and arad monthly for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. In this way, approximately 4 million grief-stricken people are provided with about 7 million tawizat and arad free of cost. Stalls for Islamic sisters. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, the stalls for Islamic sisters are also set up weekly at 102 locations in Pakistan, where the dealings for tawizat takes place between Islamic sisters only. Thousands of Islamic sisters are benefited monthly from these stalls. The number of these stalls will be gradually increased within the country and abroad, inshallah azza wa jal. Maktubat-e Attariya. Countless letters, slips and emails are received by Amir-e Ahle Sunnah and the Majlis every month. By the spiritual sight of Amir-e Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the answers to these problems are provided to more than 100,000 Islamic brothers and sisters by hand, via emails or by postal service with the facility of home delivery. Online Istikhara. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, there remains a rush of phone calls every day from the people across the globe who contact for conducting the Istikhara.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
On a monthly basis, approximately 65,000 Islamic brothers contact through this service. Spiritual care and istikhara. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, a serial name, Ruhani Ilaj or Istikhara, is televised live on Madani channel twice a week. Ijtimaat are held for consoling the dejected Islamic brothers at various cities within and outside Pakistan by the Majlis. In these ijtima'at, Salatul Hajat is offered, Sunnah inspiring speeches are delivered, and ijtima'i dua is made. In addition, istikhara service, a special treatment for the patients of jaundice and cure of ailments through Taweezat-e-Attariya are also arranged in these ijtima'at. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, thousands of Islamic brothers attend these ijtima'at and many of them become regular in attending the weekly ijtima'at and several travel with the Madani Kafla on the spot. Istikhara via email. Service of istikhara via email is also available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami. Hundreds of requests are received through it daily. Online cart. Through the facility of cart service available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, Islamic brothers and sisters from the entire world send their problems in writing by using the online cart service to the Majlis of Cart. The Majlis carries out cart daily. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, cart service is provided to more than 1,080,000 people annually. Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual care. Through the facility of Ruhani Ilaj on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, the dejected people from the entire world get the remedy for their problems, adversities, unemployment, jinns, and magic. Through thousands of Islamic brothers and sisters use this service and by the spiritual sight of Amir-e Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, Maktubat o Taweezat-e Attariya are delivered to them by post. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, countless grief-stricken and distressed people are being benefited by this service as well. Email service. Amir-e Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah and the Majlis receive thousands of emails daily from all over the world in which Islamic brothers and sisters mention their problems and other issues and request to make dua for them. The email address is attar@dawatislami.net. Service for becoming a murid. Thousands of people use this service available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami to become attari every month. They are entered into the attariya lineage and a letter of Amir-e Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, is also mailed to them as a reply. With the intention to facilitate the Muslim Ummah and to help out distressed people, the IT department of Dawat-e-Islami has developed a mobile application named as Ruhani Ilaj and Istikhara. By using this app, you can make istikhara, cart, and order taweezat online by sitting at home. You can also learn many wazaif from this app in various languages. Moreover, this app is wonderfully designed and has a user-friendly interface.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Junid bhai, I am left speechless.
I myself, I'm in the department of taweezat, but I'm so impressed with the magnitude of Dawat-e-Islami. This is only one department. Imagine the rest. I personally, myself, also sent email and Dawat-e-Islami Taweezat department posted the taweez free of charge with their own cost to the house.
Allahu Akbar.
Imagine how worried they are for the awam, for the public, that with their own money, own costs, from Pakistan, whichever country they post in it, to your house in whichever country you are.
Allahu Akbar. Ye bahut bada ek setup, ek nizam hai. Ek setup aisa hai ki, you know, it's just by the faizan of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. The blessings of Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Alihi Rahmatur Rahman. Of course, our leader is Amir al-Sunnat. And it is his faizan and his blessings and his push and his guidance that, mashallah, this work is happening. I mean, ye ek department, as you mentioned, kai departments hai. Ye ek department ka ye kamal hai, mashallah. Other departments as Madani Qafila, Maktabat al-Madina of Dawat-e-Islami are shining stars, mashallah. And they have made a huge difference in society. So the reason for us to see those on drugs at the moment who have no way to turn to, aapne har cheez try kar liya, give up na ho. Don't give up. Refer and go back to the Taweezat department of Dawat-e-Islami. If you haven't tried this department, come to it, inshallah. Seek permission. Aap jis area mein ho, aap koshish karein, raabta karein, dekhein ki Taweezat department kahan hai. Join the ijtimaz of Dawat-e-Islami. Take your children or your family member, whoever is on drugs, and Madani Qafilas, by the barakah and blessings of this Madani Qafila, without you trying anything more than that, he shall gain cure and he will be reformed. Kahi Islami bhai aise hain jo kar rahe the ye sab kuch. Aur toba karne ke baad aaj wo muazzin bane hue hain. They are muazzins in the masajid, they are imams, they have went to become alims and ulamas, alhamdulillah, they have stopped doing that. And this is the barakah and the faizan of this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. So Junaid bhai, in conclusion, we have less time. And you know, I want to give some ideas as well as to how can a person stop the drugs. Hum solutions ki janib ab badh chuke hain, aap mazid kuch farmaye. if you have anything to say about the drugs itself.
Yes, Mulana Tabriz, actually, you know, Quran has warned us, Shaitan is your open enemy. And through his waswasa, people do guna, drugs, etc., whatever crimes. Let's look at the solution. You know, one of the solutions is we need to know what our beloved master, the Holy Prophet says. We need to know what the hadith, the Quran says about taking these type of items. So look at one type of intoxication, alcohol, sharab. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam has cursed 10 people with regards to alcohol.
Allah.
And if Aka Aslam curse you, you are finished. And according to the narration, he says the producer of alcohol, the one ordering its production, the drinker, the one who carries it. Imagine carrying it and drinking it. The one who orders it to be carried. The one who serves it. The one who sells it. The one who consumes its price. The buyer. And number 10, the one for whom it is bought. This is only with sharab. Imagine other type of drugs. Rasulullah Paksam, his curse is upon these people and you'll never be successful. So, you know, this is regarding the hadith. So if we know what the hadith and Quran says about these, you know, the harmful effects, then automatically, you know, our solution will become easy. So regarding to Tawizat department, regarding intoxication, personal experience of mine, that there were a few cases where people were taking, I can't say the name of the drug, but taking some bad drugs. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, through the Faizan of, as you mentioned, Ala Hazrat, you know, the Faizan of our Baba Jan, all these Tawizat is the Faiz of our Baba. Not our Taweez. Whichever department you go, the Taweez is the Faiz of Amir al-Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, this person got better. He started to come to Ijtima. Alhamdulillah, he went on Madani Kafila. And mashallah, he reformed his life. This is only one incident. There are many incidents. So alhamdulillah, in order to get cured from this disease, it's actually a disease, you can say, disease of the soul. There's a disease of the soul and disease of the body, intoxication. We need to bring Islamic values into our life.
Mashallah.
Like that, if you want to connect to the internet, you need to have a good router. Like that, we need to connect spiritually to Rasulullah. We need to connect to the awliya Allah. You know, if you feel high, we always, you know, there's a beautiful saying, the higher you are, the harder you fall. Mm-hmm. So when a person comes out of his intoxication, that is a very bad feeling. That nowadays, even the society has made special type of drinks that the person after his intoxication he must take. Mm. So unfortunately, due to, you know, not knowing, not connecting yourself to Islamic organization. Actually, I want to share this one point. Actually, many, but because of time, this is a very important point. A person should become a murid. When a person becomes a murid, automatically he gets spiritual help. Because Shaitan is attacking him. And alhamdulillah, when he got spiritual help from a spiritual master, like Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, one of the very great loving walis of the time, alhamdulillah, many, due to his faizan, many people, lives have changed. I have seen it myself, you know. Allah. I've experienced it myself. People that were drug addicts, as you said, became muazzin, became hafiz al-Quran, became namazi. My advice to people out there who fail with the drugs, they can't get cured. Firstly, become a murid. If you're a murid, then connect to your murshid. Don't say I'm a murid, that's it. But you're not attending your functions of your weekly functions of your peer sahab. You're not attending ijtima. You don't travel in Madani Kafila once in a month. Actually, Amir al-Sunnat gave us a very, very beautiful
Mashallah.
Solution. Before I terminate, it's called Madani Inamat.
Mashallah.
Madani Inamat is a beautiful book. It's not only for people who have addiction. It's for all type of problems. All type of problems. If you read this booklet or fully daily, you are virtually guaranteed to change your life. So, alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has given us many, many, many solutions. I say to the entire world, if you want to see success in your life, come to Dawud Islami.
Mashallah.
Enter this beautiful ocean of Dawud Islami. So, you know, if you want to taste the sweetness of the water, you have to drink it.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, Dawood Islami is that.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Junaid bhai, for this informative discussion, MashaAllah. Very informative and motivational at the same time for your Madani pearls that you had shared. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have come to the end of this program and we leave you with this nasiha and advice that if you are planning on stopping doing what you are doing, but you are scared to stop because of the outcome of stopping, don't feel shy, don't feel scared. It might be hard, lekin aap koshish kare. You strive towards that because stopping is the solution. And you feeling or you're scared of how you're gonna feel if you are gonna stop, that's gonna be difficult as well. But you need to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to do it for your own self, for your own health. Because we need to reform. This is not the solution. Allahu Akbar. Think of the ahadith. Think of the curses upon those who are always intoxicated. Think of your future. And you know, many times, Junaid bhai, people get married. After marriage, this is discovered that this person is on drugs. That affects now the children, the wife, and both the families. Ek martaba nahi hua, kai martaba hua. This is a hidden sickness. A person is on drugs. He doesn't tell this to the family that he's going to get involved in. And after marriage only, this is disclosed that he is on drugs. And this also causes problems. So the thing here is that after you get treatment, inshallah, get treatment from Tawizat department or whatever department. And after getting treatment, of course, you will have to do a lot. Bahut sara kuch karna padega. You have to relearn how to live with your family. You have to relearn how your body operates and how to connect with things, because all of this was affected. Your brains was affected, your health was affected, your family was affected. You got to relearn. Or ye bhi sikhna padega ki what are the things that might trigger you for you to go back to drugs. For example, a picture could trigger a person, a smell could trigger a person, certain environment could trigger a person. Ki wo company agar mujhe dobara mila to main dobara chala jaunga drugs mein. There are different triggers a person has, so you need to relearn your triggers and abstain from doing these intoxications. Make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will leave you now, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, on this note. And inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be back with the very same program only on your Madani channel. So please stay tuned to Madani channel and recite abundance of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be good and stay good. And we leave you with the missionary statement of Da'awat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.